In raw numbers, the increase equals 21 more people killed by a partner or family member. In 2009, there were 67 such deaths compared to 46 in 2008. 40 of the murders were committed by men, 8 by women, and 16 of the perpetrators committed suicide after the murder. The latest report from the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence singles out rising unemployment, home foreclosures, and a fraying social safety net as an obstacle to people who try to escape a violent relationship before it ends in murder. Coalition Director Patty Seeger described it this way during a special legislative committee hearing broadcast this week on the Wisconsin Eye Network.
What the programs in the field report is not only have they been inundated with increased requests for services, but that the brutality of the violence is much higher. And we're seeing that because we've seen a 32% increase in homicide.
Funding to many local and regional victim support groups has been cut or in some cases zeroed out over the past 2 years. Seeger urged legislators to do a cost-benefit analysis when considering future government support for domestic violence prevention programs.
If one of the main goals of the criminal justice system is victim safety, then empowering the victim to safely leave an abusive home will certainly be more cost-effective than incarcerating the abuser for as long as possible.
Seeger testified this week at a special committee hearing on new funding strategies for the state's criminal justice system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.